Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning of devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 25th, 2024. Well, today on our daily devotions, I'm going to talk to you about three different passages of Scripture. One of them has to do with our daily Bible reading in the Old Testament, and the other has to do with the prayers for prompts. And the one I want to talk to you about is 1 Chronicles 19:10, and David's men are in a battle, and Joab finds himself surrounded. And it says, "Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out all the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians." And here's what I want you to think about today in this. It doesn't matter about the forces of this world if you're in the army of God. You may be surrounded, but just like Joab told his army to be of good courage, and he fought the battle, and they fought the battle and won. So it doesn't matter if you're surrounded in this life by circumstances. If you're fighting the Lord's battle, he will fight for you. So take good courage. Even though it seems all hope is lost, even though it seems circumstances are against you, don't be discouraged. Know the battle is the Lord's. And then the other one is a couple of passages of Scripture. Psalm 102 and verse 25. Yesterday I talked to you about the prompts for prayer. And it says, "Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands." And so thinking about that passage of Scripture, how does that affect your prayer life? Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth. And so how will you pray according to that? Or how will that help you in your prayer life? Understanding and knowing who God is, knowing the earth is the Lord's and he laid the foundation of it. And the heavens are the work of his hands. I mean, that should encourage us if the forces of nature are in action, right? A storm is approaching. Or, he created all things, which means he created our bodies. So if we're having some physical circumstances, knowing that we're the creation of God and he made all things, that should encourage us in our prayer lives. And so, you know, there's lots of things that it can, lots of ways that can encourage us when we think about who God is. And so sometimes when you're going to pray, you pray according to a scripture. The other one that is found in Isaiah 26, and it's a common passage of scripture, I know. Isaiah 26:3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." So we're in our prayer life and we're going to pray. And so we know this passage of scripture. And so maybe we pray something like, "Lord, I'm facing these uncertain circumstances and my heart is anxious. Help me to trust in you today. Lord, help me to rely upon you. God, I pray that you will give me peace in my heart because I am anxious. Lord, help my mind to be stayed on thee, who you are, so that I might find peace. Help my mind to be stayed on you so I can find that peace. Lord, help me not to look at myself, but help me to look at you so I can find that perfect peace. Lord, keep my mind from distractions. Keep me from looking at the things in this world and help me to focus my mind on you, keeping my mind on you so I might find peace." You see, there's many ways that these passages of Scripture can encourage us in our prayer. And again, the best way to pray is to pray according to Scripture. And so I just hope this is an encouragement to you today. Don't worry about the circumstances. Trust the Lord, even though you seem like you're surrounded. Pray knowing who God is, the Lord made the heavens, and then pray trusting in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, I pray, Lord, that we will be encouraged as we look at these passages of Scripture. Help us, Lord, to trust you every day. Help our minds to stay focused on you, and help us to find that perfect peace that only you can give. We thank you, God, today that perfect peace is accessible to us as we trust in you. Encourage your people today, I pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good day. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.